This is the May, May
16th.
16th meeting of the Warren County, May 16th meeting of the Rural County Planning or Rural Planning Organization. It is 4:14 PM. And yeah, I didn't probably agenda. Hold on a second. I got the agenda up.
You're still a chair.
So then this is the agenda.
Yeah, let me see something.
Yeah, the agenda.
Okay, well, welcome everybody to our, I think we still call it an RPO. And we'd like to go around the table and introduce each other. Some of us are old enough we forget from month to month. So we'll start with Mr. Brett.
Brett Heiner, Morgan County Public Works Director.
Hey, I'm Ryan Halverson with UDOT. Do you want me to next? Okay.
I'm Steve Gale, Morgan City Mayor.
Julie Bjornstad, Wasatch Front Regional Council.
Ty Bailey, Morgan City Manager.
Blaine Thackrell, Morgan County, what am I, Commissioner?
Kate Pecker, Morgan County Administrative Manager.
Okay, thank you. We don't, do we have anybody online that needs to speak up? Okay, we need a motion for, well, can we do it? Oh, we have a quorum now.
Yeah.
Okay. Approval of the January 2024 meeting minutes. So any changes or discussion on that?
I move that we approve the January 20, what was it,
24th?
January 2024? What was the date? January what in 2024?
16.
Okay, January 16, 2024 meeting minutes.
I think we're going to get them up.
Well, that's, oh yeah. Must have a second.
Such a long time ago, I don't remember them.
My voting one.
Yeah,
second.
Everyone but Kate.
Okay.
And Ryan, or is Ryan a voting member too?
No, no.
We're not. Okay.
So second, yeah.
Oh, I need to second it or
no.
I second it.
You second. Okay. I didn't hear that.
Sorry.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of January 15th, 18th, 2024, on our last rural planning organization meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Okay, so we're going to have Ryan introduce himself.
Can do.
UDOT's new Region 1 planner.
The new Region 1 planner, yes. So I don't know if that's good or bad yet. I haven't decided.
I like it.
Yeah, good, good. So yeah, I'm Ryan Halverson.
You gotta give us all the money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't promise any of that, but I can always take that request back. So I am the new Region 1 planner. I've been with UDOT for 20 years now. I've spent the entire 20 years as the landscape architect and I in their environmental division. So in Region 1 the whole time. I was kind of a water resources specialist in that role, kind of wetlands, waters of the US, permitting, things like that, Army Corps stuff. And just been involved with a lot of the big projects and things like that over the years. Also, you know, landscape architects, there was a long list of the duties as assigned with those as well, with, you know, aesthetic betterments and all those kind of things, trail projects, a lot of other things. But so I've been around a little while. I live in South Ogden, grew up in that area. As I was talking with Blaine coming in, have a lot of ties here to Morgan as well. So know the area pretty well, been around a little while and hopefully I can help out in this new role. So I did have a couple business cards. I'll pull them out for those that would like them to. So all my contact information. So get a hold of me whenever you need to.
Well, so welcome. I'm great for your hair.
Thank you.
Ryan's replacing Christopher. So it's yes. Capacity that Christopher was helping you guys. That will now be Ryan.
Yeah. And if there was anything left outstanding from Christopher, I meet with him pretty regular to follow up. So yeah, we don't want to see the ball get dropped on anything that was in the works. So let me know if there's some things you need answers on and like to tie up loose ends and things.
Yeah, the city, we were working with him on pairing up two different grants for transportation study.
Okay.
On the interchange. On the interchange. And Main Street, so.
Okay. And I did see an email to you with the active transportation plan. So that was good. I was glad he responded. But
yeah. I thought, who is that Ryan Halverson?
The infamous, right?
Yeah.
Ryan Halverson. No, it's.
And so the RPO was one channel open to UDOT. So I wanted Ryan to come and introduce himself. And so I think we all knew that Christopher left, but it's easier to communicate with people when you know what they look like and who they are. So I just wanted Ryan to introduce
him. And Christopher didn't leave UDOT. He just moved to our transit division. He's the program manager in the transit division. So he's still with UDOT. He's still around, just in a different role down in Salt Lake. So,
does that mean that you will be involved in our active transportation advisory board also?
Yeah, if Christopher was, then I'm trying to keep that moving, whatever he was involved in like that, to keep that connection. So
we have a meeting next Monday.
Okay, good. I'll write that down.
At 6. So
I will.
Of course, we have our.
Is that what you said?
At 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So
I can forward you the agenda.
Okay, well, welcome.
Great. Thank
Appreciate
you.
You.
Thank you.
Coming up and being involved with us.
What's your email address?
R. Halverson, RHALVERSON at utah.gov.
Just off the subject.
Uh-huh.
Do you have relatives in Morgan that are with Halverson last name?
My family does own some property here in Morgan. My mom's a porter from Porterville.
Barbara and Russell Porter.
If you knew Barbara and Russell, those are my grandparents. And so
Becky Grinder.
Yeah.
That's my aunt.
Is you related to Becky?
Way back, yeah. We're all related.
Somewhere we're tied together. I'm sure all of us actually. So
it's through the, Becky is related to you through her husband.
The Tough.
Yeah.
So Becky is my age.
Tough, and his property's right just by me.
By you. Yeah, I try to not honk at him every time I go by and scare him. He's out there working with
You guys know that big building
up there. That used to be my family's property. My uncle passed away, my dad and our side, and that, so those are my cousins. We split. We have a little piece down on the river, and they got the mountainside acreage.
You ought to see the parties that they throw.
Yeah, the Lions Club. I'm playing the Lions Club. Yeah, we're just across the river from the Lions Club.
Dave Holmes.
Oh, Dave Holmes.
Tell me all the time about it.
Yeah,
they also had people come up there that was last name of Fackrell.
So. Oh, okay, yeah. That was my other uncle, Gary Halverson that Dave Holmes was super close with and would deer hunt with a lot and stuff like that up there. So yeah,
so
in the small world,
the plumbing fam.
Yes,
that's you.
That's us. Yeah.
So your dad.
My dad is Phil Halverson.
Phil and Ron had it.
Phil and Ron, yeah, that was started my great-grandfather, then my grandfather, then them. They actually built a high school. That's how my dad met my mom. She was working in the diner up here, and my dad was plumbing the high school.
I worked with your dad at the temple.
Okay, yeah, Phil, that's my dad.
We opened it up at 4:45.
Yes.
Tuesdays and
Wednesdays. Keeps him going. That's what keeps him going. So, yeah, see, small world.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a real small world.
Well, Ty and I are 11th cousins, we just found out.
You're what?
11th
cousins.
That's not that far back. Okay. Thanks again, Ryan. And now that we have a history of who you are.
Yeah. You know everything about me now.
It'll be wonderful to work with you. Your ancestors used to go down this road in horse and buggy, so.
Yeah, it's.
It's cool. Item five is discussion on coordinate mobility. Am I turning that over to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so the coordinated mobility discussion is, so there are what's called human services transportation providers, and they are people who are providing basically a transit service, primarily to seniors and people who are disabled. And they act kind of like an on-demand service. You would call them and they would pick you up and take you to whatever you need to go to. A lot of the Twilla runs one, a lot of the other parts of the state have them. Even within the Wasatch Front, there are these coordinated human service transportation providers. It's also called coordinated mobility. Up here, there's no, you don't have transit, obviously, other than the ski bus, and there's no, like the senior centers, Weber County Health Department doesn't run like a senior bus, right? So there is someone who is interested in providing this service in Morgan County. And we had done a little bit of research. You had mentioned in the
micro transit, right?
It's not micro. This kind of the question, this particular thing is a service that is aimed towards seniors and people with disabilities. And then some of them provide service to others if there's room, like in the vehicle. Let's say, which is different than
what's the difference? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me
the difference. The difference is that this service is, has essentially like federal funding that can be that. Okay. Let me back up. So the service you're talking about that UTA runs, Summit County also runs High Valley Transit, is run.
Twilla runs it too now.
Yeah. So is run through a transit provider. Like a transit district, so UTA or High Valley, and then they contract with, in UTA's case, VIA, which then runs those on demand, and anyone can call or use an app, and they'll come pick you up and take you to certain places. This is not run by a transit agency, but by usually a private or a nonprofit provider. I knew you were interested in transit, and this person is interested in potentially providing this service up here. If you did it through a provider like a human services transportation provider, then you would need to establish like a coordinated mobility plan and a coordinated mobility accounts. What are they called? A coordinated mobility committee, which could be the COG or the RPO. It just is a committee that is meeting regularly. This would be an agenda item, and it would having those two things, a coordinated mobility plan and a committee, would then make you eligible to have providers come in and receive some federal funding from FTA on capacity, meaning like getting the vehicles in operations. So someone is interested in that. And so we talked to UDOT and UTA about it prior to coming to talk with you, just so I had all my ducks in a row of like what it is. There is money available to do a coordinated mobility plan. UDOT has some money in your rural transit section of UDOT. And you know, other like five county AOG did the plan and runs the coordinated mobility for the five county area. Bragg does it up for the Box Elder region. So that's one way of meeting sort of a first step in maybe the transit world. Some of those providers like are nonprofits, and so they're getting money from like donations, or there's apparently some state money available, or they might charge a fee for the route. So that's like, you kind of, I feel like a first step in the way of, if you were interested in, you know, having a transit provider who's doing seniors or disabled. And like I said, some of them then allow people who don't fall into those categories to use it if there's spots available. So if there's six seniors that need to go somewhere and there's one van that has six seats, then that non-senior, non-disabled person has to sort of wait. But if there's two seats available, then, you know, Ryan can get in the vehicle.
So how, maybe you're right. Go ahead. When you're done, I'll ask questions.
Okay. So in talking with UDOT and UTA about it, there's like, depending on if you were interested in exploring this, there would be things to explore. And so why I'm telling you all this is because someone is interested in, and I want to gather your interest in it, because you have been interested in the past, and I know you don't have anything up here now. So there, so one way is like, there are some providers that basically operate, they don't necessarily require the federal money to come in. There are some providers that do need federal money to come in which case there might be a match on if you got operations money that the count, like a county would provide, or if you were doing capital, like purchasing vehicles, that you would need to match. Then the other way in talking with UTA would be that you could join UTA and get like a via on demand service. They also, UTA also has a contract with like Uber and Lyft to basically do like pay for Ubers and Lyfts. Like, so you wouldn't get a transit vehicle, but you know, they would basically pay Uber and Lyft to bring people around. The question about joining UTA, right, is that you need to pass a resolution to join UTA, and you need a sales tax or funding source for UTA. So that would require you to pass another. Usually what happens is there's one resolution on the ballot that's, do you want to join UTA? And like, do you want to implement the first or second quarter? I am not sure if there's that much like demand for you to join UTA right now. And you know, it's probably quite a bit of money. It's $1 million in Tooele for the VIA. Tooele has is a lot bigger of a county than you guys are. And most, you know, most of your sort of destinations are within the Valley versus like Stockton, Erta, Tooele, you know, like those are all very spread out. So I don't think it would be anywhere near $1 million to put VIA up here, but I wanted to bring this up. Like I said, someone's interested. I wanted, they said UTA last time they talked with the county about some type of service up here, was like 2013. And I guess it didn't really go anywhere at the time. But if you were interested in doing a coordinated mobility, which again is, you know, aimed more towards seniors and people with disabilities, then, you know, there would be a path forward through primarily UDOT and getting the coordinated mobility plan. And then basically UTA would also help kind of sort of advertise that you guys had a coordinated mobility plan and a coordinated mobility committee. And then that would make you eligible for the services. And then the providers usually get grants or can match the money themselves from FTA.
So researching our records, we had one in 2007 with Weaver Human Services.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find anything where that was dissolved.
Yeah, they, I don't believe, run anything right now.
Okay.
So,
we had a committee.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
But I know, I'm pretty sure that
Weaver Health
Services. Yeah, doesn't run
services.
Something similar. And
Weaver Human Services. And it says, this is a resolution in the Morgan County Council designating, this is again 07. So now we're a commission form of government, designating Weber Human Services as the entity for management of the coordinated human services transportation.
Okay.
Committee. I'd have to
dissolve
that resolution if we're going to create another committee, FYI.
Or you can do it through that. It's just that I'm not sure that
it put the power in them.
Okay. So if there's a resolution, or I mean, who knows what happened after that, but if you're interested in, if you're interested in like revitalizing that, I think you need to get an updated plan. I don't think there's a plan filed with the state, and talk to them to make it eligible. And I'm not saying to dissolve it. I'm just saying, like,
well, if we created a new one, I'd have to dissolve the old one.
Okay.
Because there's no dissolution document.
Yeah, or you can continue to use that and just revise it.
That wouldn't be under our control.
Yeah.
It would be under the control of Weaver Human Services.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't see that.
So I just wanted you guys to know that there is someone who's interested in providing that service here in Morgan. No. I think this person, the particular one that's interested, doesn't get any funding from the counties that they operate in. But I'm not saying you should go with that person just because they're interested, but there is interest and there is a need. I mean, the one thing to decide is there a need for this service? Like, do people have mobility issues getting around that are, you know, would qualify? There's no other transit up here. Maybe they take Ubers and Lyfts now. And so right now you're not eligible for any kind of federal funding to help pay for that because you don't have these two things in place. So it's just something to...
There is that place and then the funding can be...
Yeah.
You can't put in for the grant until you put it in place.
Yeah.
Are there other counties in our situation that already do it?
Yeah, so Tooele has a coordinated mobility. It's not the person who's interested here. They have something else. The person who's interested here, I think, operates in Southern Idaho, like Box Elder, Weber, like kind of the northern part of Utah. And then from talking with UDOT, it sounded like pretty much everyone besides Morgan Summit and Wasatch have a coordinated mobility plan. So I know Five County does. I know Bragg does.
Smaller counties like down south.
So
that, Ridge County or something like that that's closer to our size and population that don't have it either.
So I think Ridge County
has it because it's part of Bragg.
Yeah.
Ridge does.
Yep.
Yeah, because Bragg does it.
Actually does.
Mm-hmm. Have a coordinated mobility plan? Okay. For some reason, UDOT said that they didn't. Okay.
They're the same one in Summit. They share.
High Transit Valley.
Mm-hmm. High Valley Transit. Okay, that's what I was wondering if High Valley Transit that's was right. Like, they had a coordinated mobility.
So what would take it? I mean, can we go and explore it?
Yeah.
Because that's what I would like to do is explore the different opportunities, maybe the different ways, because that microtransit sounded good to me when I was reading about it. And then this one sounds decent.
So I think, yeah, so when we talked to UDOT and UTA, either one is interested in like talking and kind of exploring it. They just, like I said, UDOT or UTA had talked with Morgan back in 2013 about like a stop-to-stop option, which is basically instead of being able to pick you up wherever you wanted, it was like, you know,
you get to that spot.
There was like, yeah, seven spots. And then that was the idea that Morgan County had at the time, and it just didn't go anywhere. And UTA was saying like, are these trips, their question was, are trips that are need to happen or people are wanting to happen up here staying within the county, or are most of them going down to like Weber or Davis counties?
Do they have a limit on the distance that they take?
No, it was just, they wanted to know that question because if the trips are going down to the valley, then basically like UTA would allow some of their funding to be used for that. And if the trips are staying mostly here in the county, then because the county's not part of UTA, then UTA federal dollars wouldn't be able to be spent here.
Would that have to all be included in that plan? That there would be trips outside of the valley?
Yeah, and UDOT said that there was money available for the planning of to prepare the plan.
Last year's ESRI study said that we don't have a need. It actually said zero.
Which need? Who's what study?
The ESRI study.
What is the ESRI study?
What's that? ESRI.
And you don't have a need to get down to the valley, or you don't have a need to stay within Morgan County.
It was the statistics of who has a car, who commutes.
Okay.
Who uses public transportation to include Lyft and Uber. And we were.
Well, that's because we don't have anything.
We have Lyft and Uber.
You can get a ride to the airport, Uber.
525 drop off.
So that's the thing with the person who's interested in it is that you guys are
not a lot of ROI there.
Yeah, and so that's not right. That would be on them, I guess. But the senior population up here, I want to say it's like 12-14%. You don't have a low income population, but and then disabled. Yeah. And then disabled, I can't remember off the top of my head what the 2011 statistics were.
I was looking at the 2023 stats.
Yeah, but the I was saying 2011 because that's the last time like something was done up here in terms of from UTA.
What we need to do is have that on a work session. If that would even be feasible.
What's a work session?
Work session in our commission meeting. And whether or not
people, you know what a work session is. What do you want in a work session?
On discussing whether or not anybody wants transit up here.
Okay.
So Blaine, what would the request be for the transportation?
I would like to get an idea of if anybody would like any kind of transit up here. I mean, I'd like to, me personally, I'd like to see one of those transporters, you know, Star Wars transporters that we just get in. They take us to wherever it is. You know, if they take me from here down to Mountain Green, you know, I get over here at the Ridley's Market, get in that transporter, it takes me down there or up to the Snow Basin, other than I can.
So, okay.
But that's not because of disability. It's because I just want to ride one.
It's okay. In this study that was done, was it?
I like riding the train down below, and I like riding the bus.
Ski bus from Ridley's.
Yeah. And so, what was the study about? What was the?
It was the data of census. Census data. It's all census data from GOB, and they update it every year. So it's in here. It will tell me, like I this is the one I printed out for the commissioners, but it's essentially everyone that has a mortgage, a second mortgage, and a home like equity line of credit. Like it's very detailed. And so for us, it breaks it down by gender, race, and age, who has a POV, personal operating vehicle, who carpools, who uses public transportation, including taxis and services. Mm-hmm. And we are zero.
Yeah, because UTA already has their cars, their vans.
Vanpools.
They take the vanpools, they take them and drop it off at different places throughout, clear down to Dugway.
So are there, I mean, is there like anecdotal interest in people who are having trouble, getting to
the time of day that they go to work and come back?
Yeah,
okay. So people who like aren't going, I mean, obviously this is more aimed to people who aren't going to work necessarily, but have you heard that there are people who are having trouble
means of transportation
getting to destinations within?
Most of them have died.
So
most of them have died. Okay.
I used to see those UTA vans, but I haven't seen them as much. Have you?
Yeah, I've seen them still over there.
Do you have two here?
So you're saying, I hear what you're saying now, that these characteristics are invalid because they're for the working population and not for the seniors.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying I haven't seen them as much. Seem like they used to be a little more prevalent, but I haven't seen them as much.
I was going to say, I thought we had two. We used.
I'm not trying to convince you to do this. I am just saying, like,
My efforts is data analytics.
Okay.
I love data.
If you've heard that there's a need, then, you know, UTA or UDOT would be interested in talking about, like, the programs and what you needed and, like, get you started on it. If that is something you want to explore, I'm not saying that you have to commit to doing it. I'm not trying to force you to do it.
So is this to run them down to shop or?
It could be anything.
Well, that's something that could be. I mean, it's all a matter of, okay, I'm going to explain it this way. This is just from my standpoint, and it's not the transporter in the Star Wars thing. Okay, but what I'd like is, I mean, Steve, you and I are getting older, okay? And you say you're going to be dead next year or 2 years or 5 years, 5 years from now. And the rest of you are still aging, but you got a long ways to go still, okay? But there is going to be a point in our lives. Yeah, you're still maturing, that's for sure.
not mentally.
But for you and I, or just even, I mean, look at the older than you and I, and we're pretty old right now. But there is going to be a time.
Our harassments.
Discrimination. I just put my 21st grandkid through the kindergarten program.
You did what?
What?
Yeah, my last one. 20.
Oh, your last 21st. One.
Last one. I was going to say.
Not my kid. Grandchild.
My grandchild.
21 of them.
And that was a pretty nice event.
But what I'm saying is there a schedule or some?
That's what we'd have to come up with, is we'd have to come up with what kind of a program would work for Morgan County. And I mean, because we are aging.
This coordinated mobility, what I, the interest would be, no, it would be more like a, you call them and, you know, if you, if there's someone, let's say there was someone who was like disabled and unable to drive and wanted to get to certain places, they would call and say like, I have a doctor's appointment at 11, you know, and then they, and then the coordinated mobility provider, the human, that's a special name.
Human services.
Human services, transportation provider would then say, okay, you're 20 minutes away. I'll pick you up at 10:30 and bring you there. And then I will pick you back up when your appointment's over at noon and then bring you home or wherever you wanted to go. For those who have limited mobility because they, you know, can't get around because either they're too old or because they're physically unable to drive.
Or they've lost their spouse and they don't want to drive.
Well, I'm just trying to picture in my mind that, okay, I called up at 10 after 10 to make my appointment, and then somebody else called at 10:45, and you have one vehicle, right?
Yeah, I have no idea the logistics, like how they do it, but this person does it all. I mean, there are coordinated mobility providers throughout the whole state. So they somehow figured out like maybe there's two vehicles or maybe
So it wouldn't be one big van.
Yeah, basically. I think they're usually like vans, like six seaters or something.
So the question is, do we want to go out for the funding to do with what is the?
Well, I mean, I think the first question is, do you want to talk to UDOT or UTA about it, and then if you are interested in it, then there is money available to do the coordinated mobility plan from UDOT.
But we would have cost share.
On that part, I'm trying to remember what my notes said. I don't remember.
No, with micro transit, it was not much.
Yeah, it's 20% match on the plan.
Now we'd have $200,000 you have to come up with.
Well, the plan, the coordinated mobility plan, they couldn't really give me how much it was because they said a lot of them have it done already. And then it would be like some of them are updating and it's a smaller county versus like, you know, five county AOG is a huge area versus just this. The plan itself, I mean, it's like, you know, could be, let's call it 10 to 30,000 and then it's 20% of that. So that's.
So what Blaine said, how do we send out a probe?
6,000. So if you're interested, then we could talk to the same people we talked to, Alana and Rebecca over at UDOT Rural Transit Planning. And then we talked to Christy Allen at UTA. She's the coordinated mobility manager. And then they would kind of have more discussions. The planning grants are as needed. So there's not like once a year. And then after you would, if you were interested and then you did the coordinated mobility plan, you would have to decide probably COG or this group would be like the committee. And then once you have those two things in place, if you were, you know, still interested, then once you have those, it's kind of like UTA could help or UDOT could help match with people who would provide the service. And in some cases, those people are the ones that are going out and getting the grants at no cost to the county. If you felt like there was a need or an interest that you had.
So I'm kind of a less is more type thing and maybe asking another year, but everything we do is we're going to have to dedicate some time and attention to. And until the COG, till the RPO and the COG process and all of that gets functioning, I feel like this would be a distraction from what we're doing, not knowing the demand. If we knew, so sometimes there's solutions before there's a need, right? But just not knowing the need, I don't think anybody can identify a user.
I could.
That's why I wonder if there's counties that's similar to us doing it.
And then the logistics has to be so convenient that it actually works. Because most once you implement it.
Yeah, we're kind of like a small county surrounded by all these huge counties, not in size, but in population and everything. And all their systems are way different than what we have or need. You know?
there's probably some good lessons learned from some of those counties that were similar. Like they would be able to take.
Yeah, like Rich would be a small county. I mean, you go down south and you've got more counties in our population. You know?
And proximity where people are going to and from, right? So you get it set up, and once you get the logistics, and inevitably it doesn't work because the van's already in Ogden. So
seems like to me, everybody,
you have to have
go around here that would need to go. Got to go down the canyon. They've got to go down to Weber County or Davis County.
Unless we started using Summit County
for skiing.
So people have a lot of resources here too, friends and family. And
I like the skis.
That's the biggest thing is we do have the church. We help each other out. But I'm just looking at even students that may want to go to Weber State College that does not have a car. I mean, I had a nephew that did not have a driver's license, did not have a car. He was stuck in Morgan County and could not go outside. And he was 18. And I wasn't going to drive him because I wanted to get out and get a job. So he started walking back and forth around town and he found a job. But, I mean, eventually he got out and now he uses the transit all the time. Still doesn't have a driver's license or a car.
Okay.
I'm with Ty. Mm-hmm.
And you guys are the younger generation, those that are
just mature. We're also administrators.
Yeah.
Right. So we get ideas and we put stuff into place, then whose shoulder it usually falls onto as an administrator to make it happen and dedicating the people. Like I'm just saying where that ranks in my whole list of priorities. There's so many things that I'd rather get right first while we're small. Like I have no doubt that it's not needed at some point.
I don't think it's needed in the next year or so, but I'd like to have it in the long range plan. Because I mean, you've got the Olympics coming.
We're gonna have more senior citizens.
So that's the question every year.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know that it's just gonna be for senior citizens. It may be for the younger people and not just the senior citizens. Okay, it may be for that van owner that just sits, has their van there and doesn't want to have another car to go along with her and wants to just travel down to Ogden to the bar that night or wherever she goes.
They use their council on aging, which is Brad.
Okay.
Cool to learn about the program.
Rich uses Brad's council on aging.
Appreciate the homework because we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah. I think we need to just look into things. That's all.
We just ask once a year. Or bring it back up just so it's on the radar. And then at some point it'll make sense.
But you might want to dissolving of whatever if there's nothing there.
Yeah, talk about that.
Okay. Okay, so if things change, just, let us know or let UDOT know because there are resources and there are, they're happy to help at any time.
What about the use of the fifth of the fifth tax, sales tax, that the legislature gave us for that purpose of transit?
Yeah, so the that fifth has been modified, so you don't have to use it for transit, and that could be one option if you wanted to go the UTA transit route. Transit route. So, it might be a little difficult. I mean, to what extent something on the ballot, because in this case, I think it has to go on the ballot in terms of, passing a resolution, asking the questions if you want it to be annexed. That's a broader question. I don't know how Morgan County, if that would pass up here. So it might be a little bit more difficult to get into UTA, but.
I'm just wondering if we had at least put the feeler in, that's all. Just see if anybody's, easiest way is to go to our state presidents in the county and just ask them, do you know of a need? What's that?
Yeah, how many rides does the church give?
I mean, maybe that's the thing. Maybe it might be that we need.
I'm just thinking in our neighborhood, we have probably four to six people, but we just use neighbors.
That's right. We use neighbors. And, we're going to continue to use neighbors all the time. And, I look at some up in our area, and there are some people up there that could have used it, of course, and now they're passed on.
Well, to use neighbors, you have to know the neighbor.
Right.
And there's some shut-ins or whatever that might not be, you're not as aware of them.
Yeah. And some we'd like to get off the road. And I mean, like our neighbor on the top of the hill.
Keep pointing to Brent. I'm like,
because Brent and I are in that.
Still driving.
Brent's not, but I'm just saying he and I know these people.
Okay.
And,
well, yeah, I mean, it's
something, a lot of people.
It's something to think about, and now you know it's there. So if you feel like in your discussions that's something you want to explore more, then
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Let
I think
it's a good discussion.
Okay,
let's go to item six. This one I'm interested in. Third quarter prioritization.
I was wondering if I spelled it right. So
barely passed English.
Let's see. Okay. So I got
those words announced again.
Yeah.
And we didn't abbreviate everything.
The list from Morgan County and Morgan City's list. And you had wanted to test.
I wanted to test our abilities to.
Oh.
Because we're going to need some money.
Yep. And so I put them all. Sorry, I'm going to make that small for a second. In here. So there's the Morgan City ones at the top and the Morgan County ones at the bottom. And I just like really couldn't do much with it because they weren't really applications. And so I needed you guys to tell me how you felt like it landed and all of these projects landed in, you know, regional benefits, mitigate congestion, and then see how the process works. Blaine, that was your question. Mm-hmm. So here, let me. So of course, Ty steps out of the room. One of the things was we had money for most of them, what they were, and I kind of knew what the phase was, but I need you guys, and maybe we don't do all of them because there's like 20 of them, but maybe just a handful so you can see how the projects play out. I think that's what you wanted to do. So does that sound good for this?
For this portion?
Yeah, so you were interested, okay.
Yeah, because I mean, there might be something else that's not even up there.
Yeah. So the way that we had put the prioritization process and what the COG adopted was that these would actually be applications and not necessarily like a list that's given, but an application that's filled out for projects that are ready to have funding.
And right now we don't have one. And so we're supposed to come up with a list for 2025 year of the projects because we've already spent the money. We've spent money for the 2024.
Okay, so for these projects that you guys gave me, I'm talking about the third quarter prioritization, not quarter preservation.
Okay. Okay.
Nothing right. That I was given, I think, requires.
Right, that's 2217.
Quarter preservation. With the exception of the State Street connection to Island Road, I think is the only thing that had right-of-way purchase based on the list that was given.
But you guys already did that with the sidewalk this year.
State to Island Road?
Yeah. You did that right out here.
This is a trail connection from State Street to Island Road along the Weber River.
Oh, so it'd be extending like Mickelson Mile.
Oh, part of that one. Okay, so that's a trail then.
Yeah.
Street, not the connection to Island Road. It's a State Street trail.
State Street to Island Road with that.
Trail. So on your quarter preservation funds, the process that we had laid out said that there would be applications like in. Sorry, I'm just going to pull it up.
Well, I think Blaine on that State Street to Island Road, I think the city owns the property along the river there.
You own it all? You own it all?
Well, we don't own both sides, but.
No, that's good if you do.
So we had said like June applications were due in would be due next month in June, and then July they would be prioritized, and then in August COG would consider the list. In September, the legislative body would consider that list for approval. Since you already approved a list, it's kind of up to you guys what you want to do. You can't take another list until January. So if you take a list in January, then you couldn't take another list until the following January, and then you'd just be totally off of the schedule forever. So one thing is, do you want to just wait until next summer for the next round of court of preservation, or do you want to do some this just do it at the end of the year?
We need to do something for next year because we don't have anything for next year.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying, so you can do all of the things in terms of getting applications, prioritizing it, approving it by the COG, but you cannot take another list to the commission until January.
Why?
Because by law, you can only do it once a calendar year, and you've already done it.
Okay. So January 1, we could approve the one for 2025.
Yeah. Okay. So if
we want.
Yeah. And if you want to shift it so that I don't know when you guys do budgeting.
We're budgeting in September for us. They do it now.
July, August. Yeah.
July. Oh, I thought your fiscal year was July.
Budget last council meeting, but it's not the final. It's sort of the.
So when does your fiscal year start?
July.
So why wouldn't you be approving your budget before July?
We have.
Okay.
But not. We haven't finished the cement. We can still talk about some things before.
Are you
July 31st?
Are you raising our taxes?
Are we raising taxes?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Just curious.
We're probably just staying level. But so that's a tax raise, but we haven't increased it for years, but
I don't ever plan on raising them, period.
The state will come out and say this, and if you keep it what you had last year, it's still a tax. You raise taxes by the same amount.
Yeah, because you're getting additional income, right? If your property values increase and your tax is the same, then you're increasing the revenue that's getting brought in.
We won't know till
all the property tax comes from the county.
May 22nd.
So we need to calm them boys down. So if I add to my list by January 1, right? Is that what you're saying? I can add to my list, and then that's what we have to live with from January 1, right?
Yeah. So we had let me share.
And I have to have my application in, like I did this year, the same time basically, if we want to ask for money, right?
Yeah. So we had it. Oh, there we go.
Corridor preservation.
Which we did this year, right?
And we already did that.
Already did.
Yeah, so we had outlined this.
We had this year we had one, and last year we had
June. So I don't know if we should change this so that it's, you know, you guys are doing it like in the fall, and then you would know by January, you know, right away in January. That there was this application, you know, like to kind of fill out about if there's preliminary engineering, how much you're asking for. And then it needs to go through the prioritization process, which was outlined here. I'm sorry, I'm like zoomed in because we need to see it better. In terms of like, in terms of, you know, there was a weights established, and the idea was that we would get all of these, and then as the working group, we would rank them. And then we would decide what would go to COG for approval.
See, this is
so that process hasn't happened yet, obviously. Right?
And we don't have one on there that we tried to get from UDOT this year, and through the trails.
If we go by that, we've got to have at least 400,000 in there. So it's going to take longer than that to build that up.
Well, we've got we've got 500, and how much do we have in corridor preservation?
But I thought we just spent half of that.
Yeah, you did.
No,
you approved.
So you're going to bring them out
down. Use it for.
We've got.
But for maintenance or construction, yeah.
Money every single month or quarter.
If you're going to buy.
But.
Property, and that's it.
Yeah. If you are not using it for port of preservation, it's 50% of the current. You can only spend up to 50% of the current account and 50% of what you bring in for a year, whichever is lower. And then, but if you're using it for port of preservation, you can spend it however much.
We need to build a power station. That's much better.
But the thing is, we can't use port of preservation for that.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise we'd be putting it into a county building.
But yeah, you had something like 500,000, you're using 250 on something. I don't know how much you get in a year. Why is the echo? If you
so that's why it kind of goes that way. As far as my job goes, I'm using.
Yeah.
I'm kind of slow, but it's a slow process.
So like next year, you would only have 250 in the account plus whatever. And so if you bring in 250, you'd have 500, could spend, you know, 125. Because it can only be half of what you're bringing in plus half of what's in the account, like whichever. No, it's like if you have a half a million in the account, but you're only bringing in 300 million a year, you can only spend 150. Whichever one's like lower, essentially. I don't remember how much you guys get a year. But for now, we were talking about the third quarter prioritization. So what I was saying when you were out was that I got your list that you emailed me and I got Brett's list. That's in here. There's like 20 projects. So I don't think we necessarily need to go through all 20 in terms of like seeing how this plays out. None of these had obviously applications because Well, one question is when do you want, how much do you have in the account right now for the third quarter? Do you know, Kate?
Right now, I have 405.
In which one?
No, in the third quarter.
Oh.
So anyway, I don't know when you want to do applications for the third quarter. I don't even know how much money you have in it. But these are the projects that you guys, the public works people gave me. And so what Blaine was interested in doing at the COG working group last time was running a few projects through the process and seeing just like how they played out. And so I'm happy to do that now if you guys would like to kind of tell me the information I don't know about these projects.
Yep.
So let's just do a handful, Ty, I don't know, out of your projects, which ones you're most interested in, like?
Our next one is probably West Yonge Street.
Okay, so that was a $2 million project to finish the road, sidewalk, and trail improvements to East Canyon Creek and then overlay from 300 West to East Canyon Creek.
What's wrong with your road?
Falling apart. And then the water drainage.
Into
places it doesn't belong.
Either
no, into people's homes and driveways. There's a couple driveways that have some problems.
So in other words, you want to take and cut the road down to match the gutters.
Finish the road out. Yep. Curb gutter, sidewalk, trail on one side.
So you're gonna say you got
50,000. Let me look through our other projects. Okay. Maybe there's one Blaine likes better.
Let's go the 600 East Trail.
Okay. So there's Island Road.
What about the 2217 money? Oh, you only pay 50,000 for the year? Oh, okay. Okay, which project are we doing? said.
So 100 South improvements above Como Springs would be counting.
Yes. Okay, that was on your list.
Let's. Well, we want it to be a county priority.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so are you okay? So is that one you want to test? So what that was on your list for the county to do was guardrail and signage improvements, asphalt overlay.
Sure, it was on our list. Yeah.
This is your list, right? This is their list.
Yep.
I thought that was the.
That's what you passed out at COG and emailed me.
Mm-hmm.
That Lance sent you.
I thought that was the 100 South past the city boundaries over the 9 yard road.
Yeah, that's ours.
That's yours. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, let's do that one though.
Okay, so this is actually the city's. Okay, what is the project? So this is a guardrail and sign improvements, asphalt overlay, general maintenance, K rail cleanout, and new installations to stop rockfall from reaching the road. So I said that was operations and maintenance. Yeah. And on the 200,000, what would you theoretically be asking?
I don't know. We gotta ask Brett. So 100 South. It's in terrible shape, right? But our 100 South, we're just finishing and we're connecting up. We're going to finish out up to the city border this next year, not this year, but next year. Like there's a subdivision coming in. So that's our interest, is going from there back around to the fairgrounds. But yeah, we're realigning the sidewalk right now. And we're putting in the stormwater so it flows. It didn't flow before. So yeah, it's 100 South. We'll just call it 100 South above Como. Yeah, same address, right? You call it 100 South. So let's just talk about that road and see how.
Yeah. So theoretically, what you would ask for half of the project or something, just for the sake of.
I think it probably. You think that project's probably more than 200,000 though. If you're going to resurface, right? Like it probably needs to resurface.
But how much would the city be able to pay for the county versus asking for this money? Are you requesting the whole thing?
No, because we want to have a match requirement, don't we?
Yes, that's trying to move us along. What would you be asking versus what your budget can have?
That's what I'm saying. It's county budget. What do you think, Brett?
Well, my end and the whole project would be 300,000.
Just ask for it all.
You're asking for two, can we put in 100,000?
Yeah, do 250 and 100 from them.
I can't always do one.
Two and a half.
I know it is, but I always do it. I can't see. Okay.
This is UDOT. We don't have that many zeros.
No, UDOT has six more zeros. So are these, like, this project, 100 South, it has regional, like, widespread regional benefits, just a local benefit? Like, what's the, this is a question about.
And what do we all think as a group? I think it's regional. What do y'all think? And if Como's premise is that they would reroute traffic up around, right? Like your main gate, if there's something too big, then they'd reroute it to the back entrance.
Okay.
So that's.
So is there on the congestion front?
Lower.
What about with this? You said that you didn't say anything about whether there would be like sidewalk improvements, or is there an active transportation component?
We'd have to widen it to do anything, but that would be.
So no for right now.
Take a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want to annotate anything. Hold on. Sorry. Okay. What about there's not a current grant, right?
Grant.
And I would assume you would have, it would be the same O&M you have now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes. And then,
we don't.
What about, that's, yes. And then this hits the fairgrounds and anything else? Como Springs.
Economic, yeah, the
okay.
Any events. So that's a yeah.
Is there
next time we have an event, that's a big traffic flow.
Is there a sense of urgency on this project?
Well, I would say what just from our perspective, how much longer can you hold it together? Uh-huh. We have to lock in the
road.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't own the bridge.
Yes, it's urgent or not? It's urgent or not?
It's urgent because it's falling apart.
And then is there a safety need on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just make sure that. Okay, perfect. Okay, so that has like 63 points. So if you want to do another one so we can compare, you can pick one of the Morgan counties or some of Morgan counties were a little bit like broader, but there was a set these first two. Do what?
True. Yes. For any of our projects. I just listened to Brett.
Let's do a trail and just see how a trail.
So the trails that you have on here are the Island Road.
Let's trail, do that one. Island Road, because we're going to do that one. We're going to apply for it.
How do you go from State Street? On the State Street, it's going the same direction as the East Canyon and Island Road. So tell me how that works.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, so you've got State Street right here, and East Canyon's over here. Island Road is right here. It's going the same directions, north and south.
Sure.
Okay, so how are you going to connect
State Street?
Island Road.
Young Street, I mean. To Young Street.
Well, you've already, but where? I mean, are you trying to do it through the trail, the Mickelson Mile?
No. Instead of sidewalk, we're going
to. From this State Street to Island Road on 100 South.
So we have nothing on Island Road. We don't have sidewalk, anything. So we're doing a trail versus a sidewalk. Up. And it'll connect up to State Street or Young Street.
Should we pull up a map?
How are you gonna do it?
Here, I'll pull up a map.
Young Street down Island Road. So everybody on Island Road has a trail to walk on to get to Young.
You've got
here.
A sidewalk.
Not on Island Road.
Do you want to show on the map? Hi.
No sidewalk on Island Road.
Do you want to show on the maps?
So. Why don't you pick a city project that you're in favor of?
I would like this.
We're just seeing how it all shakes out, but
okay, so
you want trails everywhere except for anywhere we have one proposed.
No, it's just that you've got a sidewalk, and that's what I'm just trying to figure. I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't care. I just want to figure it out.
There's none on.
Zero sidewalk.
None on Island Road at all.
Nope.
Because I know from 100 South.
Well,
yeah, it would be nice to have.
Is there one little spot?
No, there's Island Road right here, 300 West.
Okay.
And it connects to Young Street. So keep going. Nothing. It's kind of, there's a lag, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on your computer.
Lag.
Ooh, poop, poop. So there's Young Street. See, here's our sidewalk that they connect to. So that goes over to the schools, the ball fields,
right,
everything. Right. But going this way, there's nothing all the way down Island Road. And then you get to 100 North. This is old, but we have a sidewalk now that goes from here over to NEPCO. So there's sidewalk there, but nothing on this road. And then you go all the way down Island Road, there's nothing.
Except for that one house.
This one house. So then if you zoom out, this right here is a brand new subdivision with no.
Watch out because you're, yeah, you can't see it, but that's the.
Well,
never mind. Keep going. No, 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 stop. You stop for a second. Okay.
Stop.
Here you go. Yeah.
Oh, I'm over on your picture.
You're on the Zoom.
Oh. So that one keeps going. Look how far I've gone. Nothing. This is a brand new subdivision, no curb gutter and sidewalk all the way down Island Road all the way. So that's why we want to do a trail. So you don't want trails or you do?
I do want trails.
Okay.
I don't necessarily want trails where we've got good, quiet population and people that can ride on the roads and walk on the roads and they're not going to be killed.
Won't be on the road.
Yeah.
So you want them on the road or off the road?
Island Road is getting
it's getting
a little dangerous.
So then it'll eventually, so the trail on Island Road we can do right now. Eventually we'll have a trail that goes along the river.
That's what I was wondering.
But we don't own that property.
We
own all this, but we don't own between there. So we have a project right now that in the planning stages for this to be an urban fishing pond with a trail around it.
Okay.
And a trail up to this point right here. And then when this property develops, then we're going to ask them for the, we're going to make them give us the property there for a trail to connect back to Island Road. But we will already have the trail put in Island Road for it to connect.
Okay. I can go with that one a lot easier.
But we can't do that one. Because we don't own the property.
Okay.
So do you want it done?
Get property. So what part of it you don't own?
All of that from, we have access to here. We don't own anything from there to Island Road. And the property owner is totally unwilling to negotiate.
And that's the problem. We've got that one.
But it's not a reason not to do Island Road that has zero pedestrian friendly anything.
Let me ask you this. Do the residents want it?
Yes, every time a subdivision goes in. And this is a brand new subdivision right here with no outlet. That's 29 more homes. Every time something goes in, they complain that people drive up and down Island Road in their big trucks and trailers and have no concern for people's safety. So this would separate it, put a pedestrian lane. And that's a narrow road too. So all right, so that's the project. And that's one that we're going to probably do in the next year or two.
You're going to do it without funding?
No, city funding.
So you had listed 720 in,
okay.
And he said designs in progress. So I put it under construction. If this fund was available, how much would you potentially ask for from the third quarter?
From the third quarter, probably 200. This would be applying for a grant.
So then on this project, the regional benefits would be widespread, limited, or is it local?
Limited.
Congestion benefits?
No.
There would
be. Is congestion considered for people? No.
What did we say?
I think that's just transportation. I don't think that's like the interaction between people and cars.
Okay, and then you said you would go after, there potentially is a grant.
Yeah.
And then revenue stream to cover O&M?
Yes, just our normal.
And then I'm sure you would design anything. Is it connecting centers in some way?
Yeah, well, it's connecting kids to school. for one thing, and then the downtown district to residents. So there's zero pedestrian connectivity on that whole side of town.
And then is it urgent? We had said urgency was like, isn't urgent. I mean, urgent.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
it is. Yeah. We just keep building homes down there with no, it's a dead end road. Only one way out. So
we might need to define urgency better, because I think
safety is a big deal. Yeah.
When we talked about urgency, I think it was like, what if someone's bridge is about to like fall down?
Oh, yeah. So you could put no on that one.
So, okay. So first, if those two projects.
See how that one shakes out.
Like the trail would get 7 points and the 100,000 improvement had 63. So if those were the two projects, the way we have it scored right now, they would pay attention.
And I think that that's probably because of Grant. Grant probably gave it an extra point, right? So I like that.
So the Grant is giving, I mean, you can see there on the scoring.
So
it's getting, the Island Road's getting more points for, because it has a higher match. It has a grant, it's construction and not like maintenance, but there's more benefit to the 100 South project, more congestion.
Lane, for your benefit, because when we did this criteria and we went through that, that just demonstrates that a trail can score higher than a road. So I think that's a good formula.
Yeah.
Or as high or higher than a road. So before, when we were doing the criteria, do you remember that one day when I was like, I'm just trying to help
you work on that.
Trails. It, I didn't know how it was going to shake out, but.
Well, that's why I wanted us to do
this. Yeah.
Yeah.
To see how it would shake out.
Oh, why don't you guys pick a project? We just did two city ones.
Yeah. So there's, it is 5:30. So,
okay.
These were the five projects that were off the list. And these were just kind of general countywide, but these two seemed more, specific in terms of location.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any other information about what those projects were. So if you want to pick one of
them. I mean, there is one project, and that's where we've been trying to get money from UDOT for, and that's that trail from 4300 North Peterson exit all the way down to across from the
on Old Valley or on Old Highway. Yeah. Do you want to do that one instead of these two? You do have a cost for it? Okay. Project? Do you want that project to be the example project you do for the county right now? Or do you want to do one of these two that was on your CIP?
How do you do it if it's not on the list?
I'm just going to add it a row.
Yeah, because this is not the official list.
Yeah, these are just example projects. They're not applications.
Well, and it's not to derail what you're doing here, but I don't know if you're aware of UDOT has a new division, the Utah Trail Network.
Yeah.
Right? And so they just finished their programming for this year.
In IS.
Did they? But I can, and that's where I want to get in the loop, right? Because Stephanie, that runs that group, has reached out to me multiple times about the project that did fund.
Well, and they're kicking off soon the statewide trails plan.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that we're, as Region 1 at least, getting trails process for her was she had to get trails out that were project buildable ready,
and that's what
to show the legislature that there was a need for the funding that was being allotted. So there are a lot of trails that no one, like, you're not going to have a trail that's construction ready when you're like, well, where's the funding coming from, right?
So that's part of the problem.
That we can start to identify trails that we can say, let's get these ready so we can then go
ahead and say. That's this one here, or that one.
And that's what made me think of it, because a lot of those that are going to score high for her are regional connectors.
Right? So Old Highway is on the master plan, the trails master plan. I think it's on the UDOT long range plan. Right. It's identified on the State Streets for All Comprehensive Safety Action Plan. It's just the problem with a lot of the trails work here is that they're on like a planning document, and then to get the next step in terms of like design or property acquisition or anything, it's where there's the issue to get for potential like funding on.
Right. And that's where I'm hoping to work with Stephanie to find out, okay, what steps do we need to take to get those kind of trails bumping up that prioritization.
And so that's something where the active trail network plan that I think is kicking off the next few months will help also kind of identify the pipeline to the trail. Yeah.
Yes. So that was the one that we submitted for the UTN.
Okay. UTN. UTN. So do you want to do that one or do you want to do these two? Because it's okay.
I'd like to do this one.
Once I do that road one, just to see what scores, how it scores against the trail
one. Okay, the Croydon road one. Okay, let's just do it. So. What is it? Is it a maintenance project or a construction?
Reconstruction.
I guess our trail would have been construction to you.
I think we put it at.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it was under construction. That one. Okay.
That's why I was wondering if we could do one that's not, it's not, it might be a construction one versus that trail that you had in one city.
Is a construction.
It is a construction one. Yeah, where it's going to grow.
So how much would you ask for out of the third quarter versus how much would the county provide? Okay, the regional benefit is that, like the local benefit, it's widespread regional benefit. So this is Croydon Road from the interstate up to And then congestion, there's a high congestion benefit, no congestion, low congestion. And then I said that looking at the map, there wasn't really any like transportation choice, but if there's something there, if you're adding a separated facility or anything, let me know. Okay. Is there a current grant? I guess you have revenue to cover the existing maintenance because you have it now. You would design it, yes. So that one I said was multiple centers and areas because there's like the recreation up there and the plant and everything. Is there an urgency? And then safety. Cassidy agrees with all that.
Safety problem is what we're doing.
Okay. And so then that project scored a 67. So that would be under the trail, but above the 100 South improvements. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah, I think the big difference there is just the grant. Like if you get a grant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a
match.
Grant, and that's a good use of funds.
Okay.
But not every year, every time, every project, we're going to have a grant. So.
Let's go
to
the trail.
So
that way you may get funded by.
So did you guys figure out how much money you have on the? Is that enough? I mean, so the question I guess was: do you have enough in there that you could fund something, or do you want to wait and to get more money into the third quarter?
We have $508,553.
Okay. So that could fund. So I mean, that could fund depending on like what's requested here. You know, like two projects, let's say, and have. So anyway, the question for all of you is.
Not that
I know that well.
Not that one.
Wherever you're number that comes from that I can't find the one I found. Those are restricted. So that's what I'm saying is we also have to know which ones are restricted.
Right.
And which ones are.
Right. These here are ones that are going to be used.
These are all restricted.
We can write, yeah, everything, every one of these.
For transportation.
Mm-hmm. Every single one of these are restricted funds for whatever reason they're for. This one here is the one that the county or this group here can say, okay, we want to use, of that $508,000, we want to use $425,000 of it for these five different projects this next year.
So, if you have $500,000 in that account, and the COG agrees to spend some of it, then the way that we had outlined the third quarter was that there would be, that people would submit applications. The application is defined in here. And then we would go through a prioritization process part as part of the working group to bring to COG. So obviously this, this is not the application, and you're not probably going to apply for all of these projects.
Sure.
The question is, when do you want those applications to be due to start talking about what we might fund from that account?
Do those for our district community.
Yeah, so we can prioritize so that the, a list can go to COG. To,
just be first year COG?
No, the different funds. The quarter preservation is once per calendar year. This is not that that's way.
For instance, if we needed to do the engineering project for that trail down there, so that way we're shovel ready, so that way then we can get UDOT to go and pay for the rest of it, then that means we can request the $80,000 or whatever we need to be able to do that study.
I think
once a year, so it's not the study, but the plans.
I think once a year is a good idea. Unless there's like an emergency. But just so that you would have, you know.
I think an emergency would be adding to an existing project, okay. Like a current project that was funded went south versus we had no idea because we fund those all the time, but it's not a good use of these funds.
Yeah, I think most people probably do it once a year.
Yeah, once a year would be adequate.
However, let me throw this out. If it's once a year, then why do we need this call? More than once a year.
Because?
I mean, this group here with me, why do we have COG? I don't even know why we have COG every month.
So the original intent of COG was to coordinate the...
If we're only spending money once a year.
Well, you were meeting before you even had money to spend.
Wait, what?
You were meeting before you had money to spend.
But every time, the big question is, how much money do we have to spend? What's the budget for that next year? Or what is the budget for these monies? Well, we don't have it. We didn't have it. We're supposed to come up with the how much it is and then bring it to COG. Well, if a COG, all it is an approval thing, why do we have COG?
You know, but what I'm saying is you met, COG had a purpose before you had money to approve. And part of that purpose was coordinating amongst the government entities, right?
Yeah.
Coordinating what?
We better recommend our projects. And the county's on calendar here, we'd have to have a decision beforehand, which would be at least in the fall. Summer in fall, you'd have to have a decision then, so you'd have to have one either in July or September, or October, September, something like
that. I mean, to me, it just seems like if we're doing it, I'm seriously, I keep wondering why we have caught every single month.
So what?
And that's my question that came up next Sunday. Why do we have COG every week?
We enjoy the relationship part of it.
What's that?
I think the city and the school district do it for a relationship. Because right. What other opportunity do we have to meet with the county, city, and the school district? It's not going to happen unless you have a meeting schedule.
Well, true, but what are we discussing there?
Whatever's on the agenda.
Yeah,
I think COG's been beneficial.
Yeah.
Okay, so then how come I don't get as the COG chair this time, why don't I receive any agenda items that you guys want to discuss? All I get is what I want to discuss, which is basically all going over the stuff that we're doing in the RPO.
Well,
what we're working on.
Some of the projects that we've talked about in the past with COG is they've been accomplished. So we drop off the priority list. The schools had some things done.
And the schools aren't supposed to be part of COG. But we're doing it.
You want progress, but you want to destroy every good thing that's working. So I don't understand.
We want to keep it going. That's the only reason.
It's been beneficial. I mean, if we want to look at an encyclopedia on language, you know.
We're going to do it in COG.
That's not beneficial, right? But if we have a meeting at COG when we all three come together, and the schools, are a big chunk of our county and our city.
Okay, so you said you were going to talk about that.
One thing to say about not using the money. We use the money. County and the city. It benefits our kids, the educations. We're making a pretty good investment. That's my feeling on it. And you should have that. You're a flipping teacher guy. I was a rebel. I didn't.
Yeah, you're right. And I also thought how we were too.
You're
so off topic.
Yeah, let's save that for Monday.
Well, I'm just saying I'm defending Cog.
Even on, so you know, hey, none of my conversation has been recorded.
Is the timeline on how we need to prioritize our budget.
Yeah.
Just like you said, just like the fall is good. The fall is good for us. It's a new budget year.
So the question is we're doing this. We're doing this meeting here. We're supposed to be going through the checklist of all the different projects we have and determining the number value based upon those things. Then we come back and we continue to do the discussion next month. This discussion, and then once we get this all done, then we bring it to the COG.
Right.
And then we continue to discuss it with the same group of people and two or three more.
So I think that I'm not sure if it's worth every project you ever want to do going through it. I mean, that's, I think what you're ready to apply for, because that's what you're thinking about doing, should be on the list, not, you know, 20 projects that are in various stages of interest. Like even the list from, you know, was high, medium, and low. And so, you know, if you can absolve this group, doesn't have to meet every month. If you'd rather do
this one, I think is more COG than the other one. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So anyway, when
getting something done
in terms of figuring out what projects you guys might want third quarter money for, when do you want those applications due?
Throughout the year.
Okay. But
I think it's going to be better for the timeline. It would work better for me.
We only budget once a year.
Yeah, you budget once a year.
Put in an application in January, and I did it. Work. So I think this is going to be ahead. It's going to be a year after your fiscal year starts. And before our day ends, basically.
Yeah.
When is yours end again?
December 31st.
Calendar year.
It is a little tougher to deal with. I mean, I was used to the DDoS.
Your calendar year.
Let's
do August.
Okay. So by August, if you're interested in applying for money for the third quarter,
A little bit confusing once you can use the money. You jump back and forth to maintenance, and your trails obviously are distraction. So
we can still do it. It's just how it ranks.
Right.
So. But you're going to know all your projects for the year and what you're putting in for.
Still know what we're trying to accomplish.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so in August.
You're saying August.
Well, and that's what we kind of discussed in COG also, was that we wanted to have the list finalizing them by September 1st, so that way we can, as a county, we can put that into the budget for next year.
So yeah, if you want to do both of them at the same time and then just wait on the one until January, wait on quarter preservation. But if you want both applications for either third quarter or quarter preservation to be done in August, then at the August working group meeting, we can prioritize them. You could move forward with the third quarter and you would wait until January for quarter preservation.
So as you're looking at this, when it comes to funding, like for these state projects that we have with the trails, we kind of need to have an idea so that way in interim legislation, they can get these projects ready to submit to the legislature in January when the session starts.
Wait, who's submitting lists to the legislature?
Well, if, for instance, the trails.
That process that he's talking about with the Utah Trail Network has nothing to do with the legislature in terms of the Transportation Commission is the one that's approving it.
And those they do in November, right?
They just it's last
week.
Yeah,
last week. Okay.
For all of the funding, there's not a regular
in March or April, May, whenever it was done. When they did that one, it was based upon our priorities from that we submitted last in December last year.
Yeah, and on
so we have to have an idea.
Through the process, they have all broken down. One of the, and this year was a little different. I think it's going to get a more routine
yeah.
process.
Of, right.
We need things submitted by this date. We're prioritizing, and they'll fall in again differently. This year was just out of whack because of the,
right.
the way they were funded and how.
Yeah, I'm not. I think that are they still going to be seeking up? They're not. That's not an application process going forward. So
no,
it's not that.
No, I don't think so.
The trails, it won't be an application process. If you want UDOT Transportation Investment Fund money for trails, then that's an application process, but the Active Transportation Fund will not be an application. I've heard it won't be an application process.
From what Josh was telling me, they were going to, isn't that Stephanie's boss?
Josh Ventura, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, he was telling me, he says that everything is going to be changing for next year, and they'll probably be taking some of these not-so-ready projects to use in the in their whatever decisions that they make. But I know when we were put on that list for this one trail, we were put on that list in December. And then they went through their process. We ranked at this point, and it just wasn't high enough because we weren't ready for the project.
Okay, so you're talking about the active, you're talking about the Transportation Investment Fund active.
Yes.
Not the act.
No, I'm
not the Active Transportation Investment Fund.
I'm talking about the UTN network. So that way, well, that's one of them. I'm good.
So the application that you put, okay, so you know it's confusing because the all of the words are the same and they're just in a different order.
Okay.
I think you guys asked for funding from the Transportation Investment Fund hyphen active for whatever trail, and it was ranked.
It was,
like lower.
It went to UDOT.
Yes, those goes the Utah Trail Network, which is getting funded from the Active Transportation Investment Fund, which is the same three words, but the first word is and now in front instead of in the back, was not an application. They came out in a series of workshops and asked people like what their various trail needs were.
Right.
But it wasn't like an application. And then that was ranked, did an initial programming list and
you have a score of 53.
Yeah, and so that is from the transportation. I was pretty sure that what you're saying is the score 53 was the Transportation Investment Fund active list and not the Active Transportation Investment Fund list. Yeah, I know that's
I don't
blame you.
I don't care which one it is, I just want to get it done.
Didn't come up with a whole new name.
Yeah, why not just call it active?
Or just something.
Trails.
Not even use the same words as the other.
This is the Transportation Investment Fund active list. And on this, the project you're talking about is this Morgan County Active Transportation 51. Hub.
Sorry, I was off.
That was 51. Then there's the Utah Trail Network. This is the funding approval request. And there was on this nothing on there in Morgan. That was the
that Nelson were not even for Region 1.
But they had
it might show up on that.
Yeah. This is
information on that map. Show up in the spreadsheet.
Yeah. So this was like the tier one projects, tier two. So now you're seeing some things in Morgan. That was the hub that you had submitted for.
Right.
This is Weber Canyon Off Street. And then, yeah, so there's some tier two projects that were in the initial ranking list that came from you guys without an official application like the other project. Right. And they had from these three tiers that, you know, there are projects that are
actually
construction ready and projects that are in planning and environmental.
That one coming up the canyon.
Yeah.
That one was a Weber or Davis County one. Because we're right at the edge of that, the end of that.
Oh, your county doesn't start into like the
our county line is right Yeah.
So I think they did take projects that were on the TIF active list to put through that. And then that this particular project was tier two. So then they took the tier one projects and did the initial ranking. And that's what this is. So then what they're doing now is creating a statewide plan to start building off of.
Connectivity is what they were trying to do.
Okay.
Also within the Utah Trail Network, I thought they were trying to do connectivity between cities.
Yeah, and so that's what, because like Ryan was saying, they had this initial one-time funding and then the initial first year of funding, and they were trying to select projects that were ready to be built to take advantage of the money they had. Now this plan that they're starting in a few months will focus on that connectivity.
So that's what I'm saying is when we do that, that score sheet, it's to score some of those different trails throughout the county, including Island Road.
You know, so, some yeah.
More dangerous road than old highway, then great.
So anything that I guess what I'm saying is we said August for application. So anything that you're interested in using third quarter money to pay for, whether that's operation, maintenance, construction, design, engineering, environmental right-of-way, submit an application for that, and I'll send out a fillable, addable application. And in the August meeting, we will go through and rank them.
You want that in by August?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Mayor, if you want to move on. You can close the meeting. Or if there's agenda items for next time,
yeah.
Next month, June, will be a working group meeting. So
I just have one item on
everyone. Okay, now we're ready.
We're ready.
Mm-hmm.
So the trail between Commercial Street to the fairgrounds just got paved today.
Ours just got approved.
Oh, did it? Oh, that's on the street, right?
You have your first trail in Morgan.
On street? It's on street.
And it's 10 feet?
On street.
Well, I know, but it's adjacent.
No, 10 feet wide?
10 feet wide.
And it's wide.
Yeah.
Your portion is 110 feet. So from Commercial Street
good.
To the bridge and from the bridge.
Now you got a bank.
It's all right. Write the check, please. Nice. Out of this one right here.
Not my authority. I need a fund number.
I'll get it for you.
You got paid in the
on to our next one.
So well, good. I'm glad it did.
The meetings next month will be.
Yeah. So if you're going to do it now, or you can email me if you're going to be with us about and shoot
the next month.
Yeah, we ought to be going through. Well, he and I can go through these other transport trails. And transportation needs.
So what I'll do is all that.
I just still don't know what you guys want for COG. Other than, well, we got that grant. Yeah.
What grant did you get?
We got the
that was a trails grant.
Yeah, trails grant.
Yeah, we got a trails grant for that.
From UORG.
But I've got
what?
The UORG.
UORG.
Yeah, UORG. Yeah. Recreation grant. From the fairgrounds
okay.
Where he ended up over to the pickleball court.
Oh, so you, okay.
Yeah, we're going to put one underneath the bridge too, but it's not on the list.
Yeah.
In the fall, we're going to build.
You're going to do that.
Uh-huh.
And seeing.
When the water comes
is down. That a grade? Is that buying it or build it? Or
what? That's the building.
The same grade.
Build.
So it's design build, right?
Well, we're not asking.
Design build.
Okay, we're going to put a lot of things in.
It's
a
deer right
the
Parks Department apply for.
Yes.
And how much?
$47,000 is the grant portion.
Cool.
So we've got that.
Jumped off.
They're happy to give us some money.
Very cool.
And now next year we'll try the one around, make it the loop all the way around the river back to the to you guys.
You good?
Yeah, you
could. Back to the bridge is the plan. If you allow us to put it there.
Yep.
But that's the whole.
Thank you. Keep my dad in the room.